John Van Wright, and beginning the visit with Miss Mary, her sister-in-law, Miss Dee, Suzanne. This says it is the 27th of April, 72. John Van Wright, beginning the visit with Miss Mary, Miss Suzanne, her sister-in-law, Miss Dee, Mamu. This says it is the 27th of April, 72. John Van Wright, and beginning to visit Miss Mary and her sister-in-law, Miss Deese, and the others this Thursday, the 27th of April, 72. John Van Wright, and beginning to visit with Miss Mary and Miss Deese this Thursday, the 27th of April, 72.
Wow. So the rabbit comes and it looks.
Well, I sure would like to get me
started.
I would eat them.
You know, they don't eat them. That's what makes you so mad. If they had their breakfast, it'd be different. They go out there and break them off.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm going to have to go away.
Shoot.
Let Miss D sit down there right here. Right against the light.
Oh, my Lord. How is that pretty?
Yeah. Because I tell you what, we open our eyes.
They're blind people. Blind.
That glare gets bad.
You know, if she gets dressed up, she might go to church, mightn't she?
Oh, I go this way every day with my matter of fact clothes.
Well, I'm disappointed. I thought maybe you went like I do, just sort of ragged.
Well, I do when I'm at home, but I have some that I can't, it ain't raggedy.
Yeah.
I ain't poured a soup to it, ain't raggedy.
Yeah.
I don't know how in the world she does it. I can't afford anything.
You talk about ragged.
I got lots of them, but they're all too big for me.
Let me tell you, we caught her one day when she was really dressed up. And we had that boy out there who took pictures. And do you know, it was a beautiful picture. I've seen it. He had one picture. And we can't get hold of that. He lies again and again and again. Last time he's out here, I said, where's that picture? He says, oh, I left it at home. I'm going up there. I don't even know where he lives, you see. I go up there and get it. It's a good picture. It's a good picture.
It really is.
I just come in from the field, gathering hay.
Yeah. She had on a toboggan.
Mm-hmm. Well, see me when I go fishing with my bonnet on.
You wear bonnet?
Yeah, I got one.
I don't know why people have equipped wearing bonnets. Just save me, I don't. But they don't.
Something made up so like a bonnet.
Oh.
Not got this long thing in about there, but it's made so like a bonnet. But my mother wears bonnets. She makes them. I used to.
Well, it looks like to me they're the best things that you can have. They've got an air space up here. And they
come out. They're really cozy.
I wish I had one.
When my father died, we gave them to the bonnets to his grandchildren.
Yeah.
I don't eat candy.
How's your car been getting along?
Just fine.
No ailments?
No ailments.
Well, that's just too
we
much.
Kept them back. We carried it back and made them fix it.
Oh, you had something wrong?
Yes, the rear end.
On that new car?
Yeah. And I heard the other day where they was going to call them all back in. The 72 Mavericks and Pintos and Fairlanes, I believe it was. But we done had ours fixed. We carried it up there. It had a whee in the back.
Yeah.
A rear end, and we carried it up there. And the man, he drove it, and he said, it's definitely going to tear up. He said, it's a rear end. What did Martin say he said it was? But anyway, it was a rear end, and he said it was going to tear up. And he ordered the parts. Martin carried it back in there, and the bike ordered, they cleaned and waited till the other day. And I got on that phone and I give them heck about it. And I told them that it was coming to time to pay for it, you know. And I told them if they want any money, they better get their car, then they better get it fixed. So I told Martin to carry it up, and they had the parts. They didn't bother about calling. He carried it up there one day, and it don't make that noise. It all right, as far as I know. But it probably fall apart any time.
Something else.
Yeah. And when it does, I'll just carry it up there and leave it. No, she's not too cool.
You're too cool. Who's too cool?
Miss D says she was a little cool a while ago, and I'm a little cool.
Now, she's not too cool.
Get the sweater, don't sit there all humped up.
I wouldn't wise enough to put one on when I left the house.
Miss D, tell Faye about Wanda. That's Wanda's way people ought to be, Faye.
She your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she just likes to hunt, and fish, and everything but riding horses. She don't want to do that.
She won't.
Goes off and hunts just like her daddy and them do. Got her own guns and everything.
Yeah.
Well, she raised a bunch of boys. She ought to.
She's a tomcat. She's going to come stay when they have school.
Oh.
June the 3rd.
Well,
she's going to come stay when it's on.
Well, she can bring a gun and...
No, she can't bring the gun because she can't hunt.
She can shoot cats.
Me and Lily Bell run into a game warden yesterday, didn't we? And he put the microphones on me, and I heard the turkey that had the beepers, you know, and I heard the turkey, what do you call it, the beeping?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it just as plain. You can go in the woods and put them things on, it's got an arrow, and pick up the sound of the turkey. And the turkey's got a beeper on him, you know. And then they can tell just as good where he's going to roost. He let us listen to the turkey.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he trusted you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know. So they can keep up with the
turkeys, they know where they are.
The deers and all. Well, I wonder why Billy Hughes couldn't put that on his old cows. So he can tell when the old Miss Dodge rye patch.
Well, I don't imagine he wouldn't know about that. I know if any some of my cows was over there, I wouldn't want to know about it. Let them eat.
Put pounds on letting him move.
Yeah, he needs the money. He's wonder how he made all his money.
Yeah, out of cows, I reckon.
Suzanne, she was telling me about somebody you told her about that used to live on the Dodd Place. I forget the name. Who was this?
B.F. Kelly.
Kelly? Mm-hmm.
The Rutledges used to live over there, and he was over there with his sister.
And he used to live over there?
Mm-hmm.
And you knew him all that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He come stayed with us a while.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Suzanne said somebody's going to stay with you again.
He ain't about to stay with me. No, sir, he ain't going to stay with me.
Well, what's his situation now?
He just no sorry, no count drunkard. He won't work. just thinks that, well, his sister's husband is taking care of him all his life.
Oh.
And he stays at Hawthorne with his sister. And the other evening, Marvin and I went over there, and he was sitting in front of the country store. And he ran up to Marvin, and he said, leave me in the country store. And Marvin carried him over to Darkie's house. The Darkie owed him $12 a half, and he wanted to go get it. And I said, no, you ain't going to leave me nowhere. And I went and got in the car, and they drove up to the Darkie's house, and he got out and went and got his gut tanked up with liquor.
Just like that.
Just like that. And he was
that drunk. Was the $12.5 he was looking for.
That's right. And we hauled him back down there and put him out, and Marvin wasn't thinking. Marvin said, BF said that Lim Rutledge kicked him out of doors. He didn't have nowhere to go. Marvin said, BF, why don't you go out to the university and sign up for a job? Well, that was just what he wanted to hear. And he was going to come on out home and stay with us and work with Marvin, and Marvin could haul him back and forth. So when we got away from there, I said, well, you really fixed me up. And Marvin, he's one of these kind won't open his mouth to say anything, and so him and I had it. I got to the house, and I got on the phone, and I called Miss Rutledge not to haul him out there to my house. He couldn't stay out there. There weren't nothing out there, and I said, Marvin opened up his old big mouth and told BF he could get him a job. I said, Marvin ain't got nothing for BF to do, and he can't get him no job. And BF couldn't get a job out there because he drinks liquor. And don't bring him to my house because I ain't going to have him. She says, that's right, I don't blame you.
Well, she didn't get mad at you.
Oh, no, she didn't get mad. He stayed up there at my house, and James was at home, and Marvin was at home, and Mr. Guthrie was at home. And I told him when he went there, I took him and let him stay there. Just because Ms. Rutledge was my friend. And she was on the fallen place right where Ms. Dodd is today, except she weren't in the same house. The big two-story house was up there.
Yeah.
And he lay up there and he wet on my bed that I paid Cox Furniture for and rented a brand new mattress. And he ain't about to spend the night at my house.
Mm. Well, that was back in the old
days. Oh, yeah, that was back then.
When he spent the night at your house.
And he went off and he got drunk and he'd come up there and he'd go to bed and Mr. Guthrie and Marvin and James was out working. I went out in the field and I told Mr. Guthrie, I said, look, he has something got to happen. I said, you go to the house and you tell BF to get himself out of there. Mm-hmm. I said, he ain't bothered me. He ain't said a word to me. But he just ain't going to lie up in my bed and sleep and you all out here working.
Yeah.
And him drunk. Because you don't know who will come to my house and see him lying up there and they go off and talk about me. And Mr. Guthrie went to the house and told him he had to go. And he said, I wonder what that's about. And Marvin said, looks to me like you ought to know.
And he went on over there to the phone.
Went right back to Lim Rutledge's.
And they were pleased to have him, I know.
No, they didn't want him. But that's Ms. Rutledge's brother, and when it's your brother, you can't do nothing about it. She told me, she said Lim had worked for him for 4 years in Hawthorne, and fed him, and they bought him eyeglasses and everything, and said he just was the sorry kind. And there weren't nothing that you could do for him there with him. And I told her, I said, well, I got enough problems of my own. And that ain't none of my concern, and I don't want him here.
Well, I'll tell you now, it's interesting to me to hear you talk about some fella that goes off and gets drunk. But it's one of the most objectionable things to deal with yourself.
Oh.
I just would just as soon resign as to do it.
Well, I ain't been to Hawthorne. I told Marvin, I said, don't ask me to go over there and pay no bills. Don't ask me to go cash a check because I ain't going. He just sits over there, and the other day, the barber in Hawthorne took him and threw him out in the street and put the toe of his shoe up his butt.
Why, Miss Mary?
Didn't do it. By his old he cusses and he says things that he ought not say. Right, guard, he don't care what he says when he's drunk.
Oh.
And you can take him and knock him down and he don't hurt his feelings a bit. No, I ain't having it. I just ain't having it. No, sir, not me.
And even the barber got after him.
That's what they say.
Good Lord.
Hmm? Well, it sounds like he's always been that way.
He's always been that way. Ms. Rutledge told me, says he could have had one of the biggest, finest brick homes you ever seen, but says it's just pure sorrowness in. And he married a woman that had a little girl. And this woman must have had a little something. And she got down where she couldn't go. And the heck with her. She weren't nothing to him. And I asked Ms. Rutledge, couldn't he go back home, you reckon? And she said no. Said, his wife's daughter wouldn't let him go back down there. I'm sorry for him. That's true. I am. I'm sorry for anybody that's sorry, but I'm going to take care of him.
You're not so sorry. You want to live with him.
No, sir. I sure am not. Well, you know what he'd do if he used to come out there, Marvin, and get him a job? He wouldn't do a thing in the world but lie up there and sleep and let Marvin take care of him.
He never get be ready to go off.
No, he wouldn't never be ready to go off. He'd come out. Marvin would have to stop along the road and get him something to drink, and then when he got home, he'd be stanked up. He'd go to bed, and he wouldn't get up till the next night. I'd kill him if I had to put up with him. I wouldn't do it. I ain't gonna do it.
It seems to me like there used to be so many people like that. You just run across an old drunk almost anywhere you go, and especially on Saturday and first Monday in town,
mm-hmm.
You know. You don't see them so much now. You reckon they're there and you just don't see them?
That's right.
Well, now this first one I've heard of. A long time.
Well, he'll come down to Hawthorne and he'll go in front of the bank and he'll sit there till he gets wore out and then he'll get up and he'll go to the country store. And he'll sit down there. He's just looking for somebody, you know, a place to go, somebody that'll take care of him. I don't know what ever went with him. His brother said he had to get out of her house. And I figured, you know, that he'd tell them that Marvin had him a job, because he told Marvin he'd be out there Sunday evening. And I figured that he'd get them to bring him out there, and I told her not to bring him to my house, because he couldn't stay there.
Just take him straight to the university.
That's right. If he got there. And I ain't seen to hear nothing more from him.
I'll tell you one thing. I can't get the wrappers off of these damn things. And, you know, they are pretty good. I get a frog in the throat. I don't know why. I never talk much.
And you sure don't sing.
Well, I don't know.
You ain't never heard a whistle. No.
You know what you said we ought to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
I don't know what's wrong.
Now you see that? You don't know which way you're taking it.
Yes, I do. I'm straightening out the paper.
Well, you think you are.
I am. Where's Ricky? Did he go back?
Oh, that booger. He couldn't sit around very long. He got to get back to the bright light. He's a nice boy, though, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I thought he said he'd come up here, and I thought he might stay around here long enough. We can get a little work.
He fooled you, didn't he?
He works down there. He works for Winchester. He unloads in big trucks.
He does.
And he don't go to work at bedtime. He don't know day from night. You could serve him dinner right in the middle of the night. It'd be just as good. Now, he don't look like he's all turned around like that, does he?
Uh-huh.
Well, he is. He says them trucks come in there loaded with 30,000 pounds, 40,000 pounds, up to 50,000 pounds. And he says once they get them loaded clear up to the ceiling like that, it's so much more trouble than they got to, everything mm-hmm. they do is way up like that, you see, and it gets your shoulders.
Well, what do you load them with?
Huh?
What did you load the trucks with?
He unloads them. He's at the store. Them trucks come from the warehouse. And they come there, you see, and they unload them, slice them open, and mark them, and check them off, and move them in. They don't move, I don't put them right on the shelves. They take them into the back of the store there. And they do that twice a week.
All those cans of groceries.
Somebody got to eat all that stuff.
And they make it too.
Yeah. What you going to do? What has come over Buster Mountain? He didn't ever have much sense, but he got so now he don't know which ends up.
He never has had much sense. What am I going to do?
What about that dog?
No, but not my family.
About the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I tell you?
No.
He killed one of my puppies for causing him to get killed.
Miss Mary.
He drove his old equipment up there in front of the house and drove in my driveway and backpack and parked on the other side of the road right in front of the house.
Yeah.
And the puppy went to him. And I went out there and I called and called and didn't get any headway and I asked him to pick up a switch and switch him across the road. He said, oh, that was something. They stood out there and talked and messed around. And the red puppy, the male dog, he started coming. And if he'd come on to the house, but then he decided he had to go back to them. And they come along two men in a fast car and killed him.
And that was a big one, the Reverend.
Yeah.
Marvin and Dean had to cry about that.
Marvin is right foolish about Nan Milady.
Yeah, he is. He really liked that dog. He said, well, he wished to goodness that both of them got killed because that was his choice. He said, you know, I'm good well to put him up there in the seat, and I wish I'd let him done it.
Mm-hmm.
He could have parked that equipment just as easy over there next to the house. And why did he want to go up there and turn in the driveway and then go on the other side of the road? He could have parked just as easy. He was going towards River Sticks, along their side corner of the fence or anywhere out there in front of the house.
Yeah, he knew them little puppies didn't have sense enough to stay out
the
road.
He knew it.
I don't understand that because he likes dogs. He's got a little dog. And little dog, I saw him eating. I never saw anything like it in my life. He wanted him to count for him. He'd say count two. And the little dog would go, wow, wow. And he said, you count three. And that little dog would go, wow, wow, wow. Except the little dog wouldn't do it that day. So he went in there, Mr. Weaver's store, and got him two or three slices of bologna. And I never saw anything like that in my life. That dog went wild. He just couldn't resist that bologna. He would do anything. He'd turn over and go backwards and anything just for a little bite of that bologna.
That's right. I saw him do it.
And it's Buster's dog. Mr. Weaver said his daddy used to have dogs, and he'd train them to do things and tricks like that. That's the way she goes.
Well, he just didn't use his head.
He just didn't use his head.
Was you here when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been quiet since you've been there?
Oh, yeah.
had to whip Mary a time or two.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're around.
She needs somebody to keep her straight, doesn't she?
I have to keep her straight.
And I needed somebody with last week.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna sell my cow and sell my place.
And go live by me where I keep the quiet.
I don't know where I'm going. I might not stay right there where I'm at, but I'm gonna sell my place and sell my cow. Everything's just going to pop. Glenn called me last night from Tampa, and he's coming up tomorrow afternoon. And you know, I couldn't talk to him.
Oh,
I don't know. He asked me what the trouble was. I said, it's just been piling up on me for like, just can't take them all. And then he said they'd be up here tomorrow afternoon.
Something happened last week?
Mm-hmm. Something like that between Marvin and I.
Well, you was the cause of it, because he never caused that trouble.
I reckon I was. But when I do anything, I sure don't do that.
No, I don't mind saying I done it.
No, sir. I reckon I was.
Sound to me yesterday like you had plenty of reason to get a little bit upset.
I've been upset for 2 weeks.
Well, gosh, I thought you had enough to upset you on that darn roof. I was hoping
yeah.
everything would calm down.
Mm-hmm. My floor hits all right.
They never done anything about it?
No, they ain't done anything about it. They ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Mm. But I didn't know something else was gonna come up.
And every time you turn on the radio, you hear where somebody's been attacked or killed or something. And Miss Woods, that upset me, you know, she got robbed. I seen them doggone nigger men. I know most I did.
You think so?
Because I was standing out watering the cows, and they come, and there was two in the car. And they were driving kind of slow, and they kind of looked over that way. Now, I don't know what they might have been just looking at the cows or something. But it was that same evening they went on down there, and she got held up. She said Woody Coleman said he went down there to his place. She said Fred said it would have said they went down there.
But he didn't know him.
No, he didn't know him.
You never seen him.
Mm-mm. I don't know who they were. I asked Miss Woods, had she ever seen him before? But you know, it must have been somebody that knew
yeah.
a little something about him.
All niggers look alike to me.
That's the truth.
You know, we got to go.
Oh, you don't. I've got some salad for you.
Marvin's coming in.
Well, gosh, it's early. I
got to go and fix him some lunch. And he's going to call me. I don't know what time he's going to call me, but he said he'd call me before he left.
We was talking about something yesterday, and I never got it straight on that little book of yours. The Mark of the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you started to say something about it, and I never did get it quite straight.
Well, that the mark of the beast, isn't
that's
it?
That's from Revelation.
Yeah, and it goes and tells you where to go to find it and explains it to you.
Yeah. Revelation.
Yeah, but Mr. Miles, you can sit down and you can read Revelation. And you read on, and it goes right back and explains what it tells you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know where it tells about, the seven candlesticks and all like that? Well, it goes right on and explains
what
it is.
Seven candlesticks are, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the seven stars, and it explains itself.
Yeah.
If you just read it.
Now, I read a little bit in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't probably read as much as you have. Where does this Mark of the Beast come in?
Well, they say that before the end of time, that the Mark of the Beast will come. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, you will be killed. And if you accept it, you will be rejected by Christ. You won't be saved. Ain't that the way it explains it?
Now, where did you get those little books?
Julia loaned me hers. That belongs to Julia. She picked it up a while ago. I gave it back to her.
Oh, you don't have it now. I'm going to look at it.
But in Revelation, it tells you that before the end of time, that the mark of the beast will be here. And if you accept it, you'll be lost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, well, you'll be killed. But if you accept it, you can't be saved.
I need to read it.
And Ms. Dees, you read it.
I've not read that book, but I've got one at the house. It's not like that one.
But this here is about the mark of the beast. It's in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Last chapter's in the Bible.
I used to read in Revelation, and it caused a little trouble. So I got so I read, you know, just the regular gospel more than I did in Revelation. You like the Revelation part.
No, I don't like Revelation any more than I do any other.
Yeah.
There's lots that I don't understand, but then there's lots that you can read and it'll go right on and explain what it's telling you.
Yeah.
Lots of it I understand, but I can't sit down and explain it to somebody else.
Did you know that the Methodist and the Catholic has gone together?
That's new.
They sure have.
The Methodist and the Catholic.
Yes, ma'am. The Catholic. I got a little magazine through the mail. They sure have.
Well, I don't give it away and let me see it when I'm over there.
You come through the mail. And they've been talking about that long time, and it's going to keep right on till all the churches is going to join up with them, Catholic.
Yeah.
It's going to be one.
Yeah.
Well, you never thought you'd be a Catholic, did you?
Never did.
Never did. Ms. Dees, I remember. What was that? What was she telling us about the astronauts?
No. She said she didn't believe they went to the moon.
Yes.
I don't.
Tell Faye what you said about that. She don't know much.
She knows much about it than I do.
Well, I know a lot of people who don't believe that.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Well, where the heck do you think they went?
They went out to Las Vegas for about a moon, did it? Where my son worked at.
Oh.
Well, he's seen the places out there.
Well, they show you the simulation of it, you know.
That's right.
And it looks just like the moon, like the moon.
You suppose that's where they get the
simulation? Yeah, but listen,
okay.
If the Lord wanted them men to play with that moon, he'd hung it down here where they could play with it. He didn't want nobody to ball it and put it up where nobody could get through it, did he?
Yeah.
Well,
they
claim that that this. Did you see them walking on the moon?
They still won't bother.
I saw what they call walking on the moon.
It's all pictures. You don't. You unless they tell you, you don't know whether that's a simulation or whatever.
It looked to me like when they stuck.
When
the flag to put up, I could see the waving.
Thousands and thousands years ago, they started doorsteps to heaven, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right, if you look at when they got so high they couldn't understand the talking below.
Yeah.
All right, they changed lots of nationality of talking, speaking, because they couldn't understand one another.
Yeah.
The Lord done that, because he did not want steps up. All right, he's going to make it where they won't get to the moon either.
Yeah.
Because they done had trouble time doing, they done three burnt up in a minute.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, you wait. Well, if they keep messing with it, something's going to terrible happen. You wait and see. You live long enough.
Yeah.
That's right. They're going to have something bad happen.
I've been expecting something.
Yeah, I have too.
Well, my daddy was a missionary Baptist preacher, and he said if the Lord wanted you to play with it, he'd hung it down here.
Your daddy living?
He died the 10th of March.
Just this March.
Dead a month, tenth this month.
Oh,
well, you know, we got to go.
Miss Mary?
Oh, what'd you come over here for?
After a box of matches.
I got to go.
You
got to
let me drive y'all over, and Marvin wouldn't have to take off more. It's no trouble for me.
Oh, your husband might kill you.
No, he said, you better get out of this house today. I got work to
do. Miss Mary, take it with you. She needs to get some way out of this country here. She's been in this too much, just like me.
Well, I thought about her last night, but I think now if we go off and we get in trouble, her husband will kill both of
them. You know why? He said, now I got that horse all to myself and I don't have to share rides with her.
How far is it over there?
About 65 miles.
And then, then she'd know where to go whenever she wanted to.
Oh, she wouldn't ever go over there.
You know, they gotta go over see Miss D.
Hmm?
You know, they gotta come visit.
No.
Right. You and Miss Mary might take off this any old ranch.
Where's your mom, your mother? Mom?
There she is, Faith. Show her. Get Mamu in here. Yeah.
Promise don't do that.
Well, I am. I made it for you, and I got lunch for you. That's why I wanted Miss D to come over and have lunch
with you. She hadn't had any breakfast.
I didn't know you wasn't leaving, you see. I just thought this was a good day. We'd all have lunch with Mother and Miss D. Oh, I'm so mad. When are you coming back?
Oh, I don't know.
She'll be back. She's got to go get her some medicine.
She
has asked me so bad that she's just scared the stew out of me.
Oh, she has?
Oh, she has a terrible time at night.
You do?
Yeah. What are you doing? I
want to
know what you're
doing.
Yeah, good
girl. Yes.
Well, you meet my sister.
Here? Oh, your sister?
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. How
do you do? Miss
Mama.
Miss Mama's mother.
Look. Yeah. That's
what you been doing?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting around.
Well, you look so good.
And doing a little odds and ends.
Well, you ever find it?
Never found it.
We are, though.
We will find it.
I hope you
somewhere.
Will.
Well, I hope so, too.
We're
don't
great
try
losers.
Just one of those little mistakes that's lost, but it will be lost sometime anyway. I'm gone. Nobody won't care.
It'd be like that magnifying glass you lost 2 years ago.
Maybe that I find it in the bottom of the chair. I guess it's been gone about
3 years.
Mother, excuse me. You know what? We were going to have lunch together over here, and Miss Dees is leaving.
Oh, sure enough. Where is your home?
It's over in Dixie County.
She lives at Cross City.
Cross City.
Over near Cross City.
Well, is you taking a home?
Marvin's coming home at noon, and he's going to take her.
Oh, good.
I don't know whether I'll go or not. I might stay home
with
my baby.
What's the weather turn cold for?
Oh, I love this weather.
This is Easter weather. This is Easter, yes it is.
Because
I put on a heavy dress this morning.
And get warm.
Yeah.
And then when you get warmed up, you come
well,
to the
wind.
And get in the bed and cover up at night, and it feels so good.
Oh, yeah. I had to turn on the hot pad last night. I got a fire in my room.
Well, I had a fire last night. She's sickly, and she has asthma.
Well,
she has this time, and I lit up my heater last night.
Sure.
No, this morning. I got up this morning, turned on. I've been scared. She scared me.
Oh, you just have trouble breathing.
When anybody can't breathe, they're in bad shape. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of bad. Mm-hmm.
And she says she has heart trouble.
Oh. Well, you can get along a long time with a bad heart if you kind of take care of yourself.
Just go fishing often enough.
I do that.
Are you a fisherman?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you
well,
are.
Well, no wonder your daughter is like that.
I've always been a tomcat, too.
Well, I want to meet that daughter of yours.
Okay, she'll be away at school with that.
Oh, yes.
She's having to work hard enough. She'll be trying to graduate.
She's going to have a graduate then. Going to have a graduate. Well,
and she has her own gun, and she fishes off by herself. Why didn't she ride a horse?
One throwed her one time. It scared her.
She don't want a horse.
Well, that's kind of... She was one girl raised up.
With a house full of boys.
12 boys, I think it was.
Oh!
Five boys. She's the baby girl. The only girl. Me and Cory's gone.
Oh, so you just really...
Well, no wonder she's like
is.
That.
Uh-huh.
She's tall and her hair's... Down to there.
Down to there. Can sit on them. I could sit on mine when I'm married, too.
And she hadn't cut in 7 years.
Hadn't cut it in seven years?
Never cut it till then. And she put
wish
in
she would, though.
Have it cut and get her away.
Yes,
I did.
I swear it now.
Just made her mad to cry and cry.
Well, I didn't see. I kept mine. Mine was long, but I had to.
Oh. How long did you say it's been since she cut her hair?
7 years.
That would be down to here.
Well, I don't know when mine was cut, whether it was ever cut. Not, I don't remember it ever being cut.
My grandmother didn't cut her hair till she was...
My mother's hair has never
almost
been
40.
Cut.
Oh, really?
She had black hair. Just black as it can be.
My
mother's
baby
combing it out.
She's never had it.
Well.
You know who was the first one cut my hair?
Who?
Mike Weaver.
That's what he said one day, I remember.
Miss Mary.
Well, that's right.
Well, he said he liked to cut.
He used to run a barber shop at McAnulty.
And he cut women's hair.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have to go to a barber.
You don't have to go to
beauty parlor,
you said.
I don't say. She cut her hair.
My husband cuts my oldest daughter's hair also.
Hmm.
Oh.
Well. Yes, sir, he is the first.
I bet you didn't know that, yeah. You know who cut her hair the first time?
No.
Mr. Weaver.
You mean old Mike Weaver?
Yes.
Dad June. Yes, I remember he said women used to come in there and he'd cut their hair.
Sure they did, yes sir.
He said if they had curly hair, they'd always ask for a sheep bob.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had straight hair, they'd want a wind blown, and he'd just cut it.
He just cut it away.
Wind did blow it and he got through it.
He'd cut it and they said, yeah, that's the way we wanted it. You know, he just...
Yeah, sure.
And he cut it the first time.
That's right.
was it in his barbershop?
Yes, it was in his barbershop in Micanopy.
He wasn't working for Mr. Wynn then.
Mr. Who?
Wynn.
No.
Wynn's barbershop. Wynn was...
Mm-mm.
He worked for Wynn there for a while.
You mean Mr. Weaver worked for Mr. Wynn?
Yeah.
Well, he might have did work for Mr. Wynn. I don't know. I didn't know that.
But then Mr. Wynn had the pressing club and didn't have time to barber. And Mr. Weaver took over the barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could get this wrong, you see. I just heard him talking.
Mm-hmm.
But your hair was long.
Yes, ma'am. It sure was.
Was it red?
No.
No. What was she like back then?
She don't know. She didn't know nothing about me.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
You haven't known her that long, have you?
I've known her 32 years.
You've been having to keep her straight 32 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was she like when you first know her?
Just like she is now.
Mean?
She can't say much about me, can she?
Not before you say it.
She told me you'd gone out to the wash pot because you needed the bath.
Oh, she did?
Now, you were lying, old man.
You told me that.
I said, she was going to the wash pot. Her clothes was dirty.
Yeah, and then later on you said, but she needs a bath.
Well, it sounds like me, you all have fun.
Well, we do.
Y'all come go home with us.
I'll offer.
Pull tricks on
we'll come on.
Try
well,
to
I
pull
tricks on.
She don't get them on you.
She don't get them on you because you took the tricks on her.
I see that
might about as wise.
Come on and go with
you're about as wise as she is.
By
tricks.
Yeah, Suzanne could just go with you.
Yeah.
Well, you better save her for some time when you need a chauffeur or need some company.
Julia was down this morning and said, we're going out after. No, you won't. She has every Thursday off, and I've been trying to get her to let go over there. No, boy, then go fishing.
Well, on the river. Miss Dean, we want to see you some more now.
Okay, y'all come over and see us sometime. That you slip off and go away.
I went right around 8:30 or 8:40 and the end of the visit with Miss Mary and her sister-in-law, Miss Dees, and Mamu and Suzanne this Thursday, the 27th of April, 72. Channel 1 right, around 8:30 and the end of the visit with Miss Mary, her sister-in-law, Miss Dees, Mamu, Suzanne, this Thursday, the 27th of April, 72. Channel 1 right, around 8:30 or 8:40, the end of the visit with Miss Mary, and her sister-in-law, Miss D, Suzanne Mamu, this Thursday, the 27th of April, 72.